where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On a road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
You give every blessing
you pour out, I turn back to praise.
My heart will choose to say,
Lord, blessed be your name.
You give every blessing
you pour out, I
give and take
away.
My heart will choose to say,
Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Amen.
Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. And it's higher than the mountains that I face. And it's stronger than the power of the grave. And it's constant in the trial and the change. This one thing remains. This one thing remains. Your love never fails, it never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love. Your love. And on and on and on and on it goes. Yes, it overwhelms and satisfies. satisfies my soul. And I never, ever have to be afraid. This one thing remains. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love, your love. In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love. My debt is paid. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. This one thing remains. This one thing remains.
Amen. Please be seated.
So people are drawn to symmetry. There is this inherent beauty that is built into to things that are symmetrical. And we look at something and we may not even understand why we think it is right, why it is beautiful, why it is correct and all things are good. Because in this symmetry, there's something built into us that's looking for this. And so researchers look at and study things that are objectively beautiful. And we see throughout nature and even throughout science this sense of symmetry, that things should be balanced between the two. That the world is this piece of art. And in the physics and the science of it, we see this balance. We think of something like a circle. And if you imagine this circle, you look around the edges of the circle and from the center, all things are equal, right? It's equidistant from the center. And you can rotate that circle and turn it and turn it and turn it, and it's always a circle. It stays a circle. It has this perfect symmetry. They call it change without change. You change the circle and rotate it, yet it doesn't change. There is no change. And so we think about the attributes of God, right? We look at who God is, and we see God in the universe around us. We see God in the nature around us, and we see someone who never changes. Those attributes never change. We sing the song, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Great is Thy Faithfulness. And in the song we sing, We sing summer and winter and springtime and harvest and sun and moon and stars, their courses above. That things change around us. Seasons change, right? We have seasons in our lives that change. We're in a different place than we were last year. We're in a different place than we were just a season ago. And there's this constant change. And the hymn continues, "Join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love." That even in the seasons that change, even in those things that are shifting for us, we still know that God's mercy and His love holds true. Change without change, as the world changes around us. And so this morning we're going to spend a little bit of time in Psalm 23. As we're looking at the life of David, what better psalm to go to? And it gives us familiar words. It gives us this picture of who God is, the attributes of God. It gives us this picture of change without change. And so listen to the words of Psalm 23 in this new, just try to listen with new ears this morning as we think about the cycle of seasons, yet it never changes. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's be standing.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. As I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you. Still I will praise you.
I can see a light that is coming let go for the heart that holds on.
mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Evermore we are breathing in your grace. Evermore we'll be breathing out your praise. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us.
God, may every step that we take be a reminder that you are with us. That through the scars, through the trials, through the troubles, that never once have we ever, ever walked alone. God, you speak that in your word. That is a promise. So God, may we hold on to that. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.
So we see in Psalm 23 this symmetrical God, this one that is seen from every angle and seen the same at every angle, that circle that rotates around and never changes. We see a shepherd who will lie down in green pastures, a shepherd who will lead us by these quiet waters, a shepherd who will restore us. What a blessing that is, to be restored, to lead us down the right path, to walk us through the darkest valley. One who plays host and prepares a table for us. One who anoints us. And so we see in this ancient song this beauty of God, this consistency of God, this ability to change without change, that gives us insight into the nature of God, of who God is. And so when we find ourselves in these dark valleys, when we find ourselves in these in-between places, we look at the nature of God. We look at the attributes of God. We look at the character of God. And for many of us, I think this is a well-known psalm, and it's easy to just go through very quickly and pass by the words that are in it. But they really go deep into an understanding of who God is, a reality of who God is. There's more here than just something to be read at a funeral, but to be read every day over our lives. And so for me, Psalm 23 is just this powerful moment when I don't know the words to pray. I pray the words of Psalm 23. When I find myself in those valleys, I recite and pray through Psalm 23, because these words remind me that no matter what is changing in the world around me, as things shift, as that circle begins to revolve around in the different seasons that I find myself in, that God is the same. God doesn't change. When I find myself in the dark valley and not knowing the words, these give me words. And we find ourselves in these valleys where we need something that gives voice to our heartache, where we need something that gives words to our uncertainty, that gives us faith when we are filled with fear and doubt. And so when we look deeply into Psalm 23, it encourages us, it challenges us to see the beauty of God in the symmetry of God, his ability to change without change. And so the picture of Psalm 23 lists out for us these attributes of God. But it gives us these visuals of day-to-day activity. It's not in some distant thing. It's not in this one-time moment, but just in the day-to-day activities that we go through. We can go through these seasons and become discouraged, to be filled with doubt. And in Psalm 23, we see these daily activities of eating. We see the activities of drinking. We see the activities of just seeking security, seeking a safe place. And all these activities are seen through a God-centered perspective. That this psalm is taking us through this cycle of life, taking us through the day-to-day activities. And it challenges us to put God right at the center of those things that change around us. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, he is our shepherd. He's the one at the center. We have everything we need because he is our shepherd. But then we also see in Psalm 23 a God who is portrayed not only as a shepherd, but he is also one, as a shepherd, he provides us these green pastures, he provides drink, he provides us security, he provides us the path that we need to be going down. It's all of these areas where God gives us what we need. And God supplies for us. God refreshes us. He restores us. He keeps us alive. That through all the challenges that we find ourselves in life, God is there consistently providing for us, giving to us, caring for us. Our situations change as that circle rotate around. The situations around us change. The seasons change, but God does not change. Change without change. It's easy for us to lose sight of that. It's easy for us to be consumed with the things that are changing around us, to get caught up with those moments. If you imagine this circle and if you fix your eye somewhere on the perimeter of that circle, as that circle rotates around, you are through this roller coaster, right? All over the place. Because you're focused on the things that are changing and the things that are changing and the things that are changing. And in those moments, it's easy to get discouraged, to lose sight of what it is and who it is that we follow. We go through these changes in our life. We go through these moments, these shifts, and we can respond to those by focusing on those. We can focus on the problems. We can run around putting out fires. We focus on the edges, on the changes, and it gives us a spinning headache, right? Unless we focus on the center, where whatever is rotating around, whatever is changing around, the center never changes. The shape never changes. The truth of who God is never changes. We step back and we see this good shepherd in the center. We see a God who is not changing, and we find peace in that, because that's where things are still, right there in the middle. That's where things do not change, where things do not move. And when we focus in on that, we begin to listen to where God is leading us as all the things are shifting around us. We walk through that valley. He gives us the path to walk and leads us through. God is active in our lives, guiding us through. He promises us to lead us through the valley. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not fear the things that are changing around me. I will not fear the things that are rotating around me, because God is with me and He leads me through that. And so in the most threatening of situations, the most difficult of situations, the most dark of situations, God's provision is sufficient. God is enough. And so what is your darkest valley? What is it that you find yourself walking through, journeying through? What are the problems that wait for you back home that you're going to have to deal with? Big or small, as the circle rotates around and things get into chaos and we get back into our routine or lack of routine, we get back into the chaos that awaits us. But the shepherd is there, guiding us through, offering you comfort and peace, that there is nothing to fear through the dark valley. Midway through the psalm, it shifts its attention from this metaphor of being a shepherd to God being this great host, that He's providing a table for us. And once again, He is addressing all of life's situations, that He is preparing a table before us, that He is anointing us, that our cup overflows. He gives us so much that the cup is overflowing. And so once again, God is providing food and drink and security and protection. And so through the difficult and disturbing changes in our life, through these moments, we are cared for by a changeless God. That the circumstances change, but God cares for us. That though we face threats to our physical or emotional or spiritual health, we have a God at the center who is leading us through. And His goodness and His mercy will follow us all of the days of our life. We will dwell with Him forever. We can rest in that and be assured of that. And so we stumble through the dark valleys, but we are pursued by God's grace and mercy, by His goodness and His love. And so we worry about our daily needs. We worry about the circle that is changing, the things, the cycles that we're going through. But God sets a table before us. He prepares a feast for us. He provides for us and cares for us. And so God offers us this perfectly symmetrical life. Change without change. It's not a promise that there won't be change. It's not a promise that there won't be challenges, that there won't be difficulties, that there won't be a dark valley. Those things will exist. The circle will continue to turn, but He remains at the center, providing for us. And so Psalm 23 gives us this vision of a radically God-centered life. This change without change. Changes will come, but through the valleys, God will always be the same, the shepherd at the center of the circle. So let's be standing together and let's read through, pray through this psalm this morning. Whatever valley you find yourself in, may these words comfort you. May these words encourage you. Let's read these together. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
We're going to continue in worship right now.
Still.
the clouds be rolled back as the scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. It is well. It is well.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. The one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope.